Today is February 15, 2021. This is the final medical consultation for Esteban Hernandez, the age 42 years old. He is a man. The virus and the high 5A, weight 205, blood pressure 124 over 7, also over 70, pulse is 86, respiration 70, temperature 97. The history of the present ill, this is 42 years old. All men who come today for final evaluation who complete the medical care and therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasm of the muscles, limited run, and tendency. It's a survey with normal daily activity. In physical examination, the cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate, isomanube negative, spurling manube negative, o manube negative. The thoracic spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point T2, TA. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate. The cervical spine, sprain is straight with 2% of the partial impairment. The thoracic spine, sprain strain with 2% of the partial impairment. The lumbar spine, he has the broad disc herniation with annular tearing and impingement on the thecal side, the L2 and S1. There are the Taiwan modic end play change on the left, and the L5, the nerve root impingement and compression and moderate the left neural foramen stenosis, and the annular fissure tearing can respect the annular rupture and edema relate to acute or subacute disc injury. The Taiwan modic in play change may represent an acute or subacute injury, indicate the edema and inflammation trauma. The partial impairment is the six percent. The left shoulder sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The right wrist, the sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. And the left wrist is the 1% of the partial impairment. And the treatment continues with Fraserit 10 milligrams. At bedtime, as a muscle relax, and ibuprofen 100 milligram, one tablet daily, as a muscle relax. The recommendation, the patient was advised to follow and continue with orthopedic for treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. After the evaluation of the medical record and diagnosis report, supporting the clinical finding, the patient reached MMI as of today, but remained with a 13 partial impairment according to the AMA guideline 5 edition and by DRE method. The patient is discharged today. The discussion with the patient, the improved, the follow-up, and the future follow-up. The time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.